gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Well, my co-host today, Dave Allen, he couldn't make it today, so I was able to twist the arm of Pastor Butch Paul to be here, and I do wish Dave well. He'll be back Wednesday, but so welcome to the program today, Butch.
Thank you, Melody. Ease up on my arm some, will you? It's hurting.
What?
I say, ease up some of my arm. You're twisting too hard.
Cry uncle, uncle. Anyway, today is Monday, March 25th, 2019. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. I always appreciate that you take the time out to spend this hour, you know, with us. And it always tickles me, Butch, when someone, you know, sometimes you wonder just who's out there truly listening. Do we make any difference? And, you know, are we just, you know, and then you get this phone call from someone who's been listening for, I've been following you for, you know, 15, 20 plus years. And it just
wow.
Always tickles me. It's so it's kind of nice to receive those calls. So I know there's a lot of you out there, and I want to thank you for your support.
Well,
and
you know, on that note, I like to share one thing, if I could. I got the sweetest little note from Goldsboro, Pennsylvania. I just want to share with you, very short, from a guy named John. He says, "Dear Pastor Butch, you know Mr. and I won't get the last name. Well, I'm his son. My name is John. So you are in West Virginia. I always wanted to go there. Your show is my second favorite show. It is time to write to you. God bless you." So, so anyway, looked like probably from maybe a, I'm guessing, just a young child. But I got to answer that. I thought it was so sweet. So, yeah, people do listen, Melody, believe it or not, even to me. So, maybe by the grace of God, we are making a difference.
Yes, absolutely. And you just had to stand up my little call, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't mean to.
I just teasing with you.
I thought that was so sweet, though, you know.
Just,
I really did.
My little phone call all by itself. You have.
Well, I got a letter.
I know. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the gold pricing before I get myself in trouble. I like to kid a lot and tease a lot, but sometimes folks don't quite hear it that way. But anyway.
I understand that.
Have you had that too? Well,
no, never.
Gold wasn't playing any jokes today. We had a high of 1325. Right now we're looking at basically 1323 up 850. So a nice day.
Wow. Yes.
Gold, silver followed by 11 cents to the upside at 1562. Platinum was up 11 bucks at 861. Palladium was up 13 at 1577. Remember we talked about rhodium the other day, ladies and gentlemen? Well, yeah, that had a big day, up almost 3%, 90 bucks. But anyway, none of us own rhodium, so it's just an interesting metal to follow to see the big gains. And again, I always compare rhodium to what we're going to see in the gold and silver markets relatively soon, I believe. The U.S. dollar was up 0.02 at 96.54. Crude oil was down 7 cents today at 58.97. Paper markets today, they were all over the page. The Dow was able to push out 14 points to the upside. 25,516. The NASDAQ was down 5, 76.37. The S&P, 2,798, down 2 points. 10-year yield, 2.42%. Asian markets tanked overnight. Japan was down 3%. Hong Kong was down 2%. And let's see if there's anything else interesting. Bitcoin fell almost 2% today. And it, you know, it's a weird, weird trading day today because maybe it was just because we were really busy here at Discount Gold and Silver and there was a lot of activity going on that just seemed, things just seemed, people were anxious. And, you know, of course, Butch, the, you know, I don't think we're going to spend this much time on it, but of course we had, well, I'm sure our listeners want to hear our thoughts on it. The Mueller report came out.
Oh, yes, yes.
Big headlines, no collusion, no obstruction. Of course, there's a little asterisk over after that one. You know, and of course the Democrats, they're all kind of in a meltdown and, you know, calling it's not over. You know, and it's like, you know, the big headline, Trump wins. It's like, you know, it's kind of interesting. My take on it, Butch, is, you know, because now I have headlines that are saying that now that the Mueller investigation is over, Trump can get back to the important things like trade and North Korea and immigration, all the important things. And I'm thinking to myself, if you're innocent to begin with, then this Mueller investigation, how would have that affected your daily running of the White House? Unless you were truly fighting something in the background, and it was more than you made it a big issue. I mean, we all knew there was no collusion. And I'm the only one that has said this. You know what? Manafort, seeing him go to jail, you know, he wasn't a good guy. You know, he's the lobbyist that we talk about who pays DC and does things. He is part of the swamp. So I had no issues with him being investigated. Now, was the reason that he was investigated and exposed and so forth all to get to Trump? Probably, maybe, I don't know. But a lot of those other investigations took a lot of time to go on. It just wasn't all about President Trump. Or was it, Butch? Am
well, you
I
know,
looking weirdly?
I don't know that we ever understand it completely. I really don't know. I just know that it was 2 years of wasted taxpayer dollars.
It is wasted taxpayers' money.
Yeah, and man hours,
When somebody like Manafort goes to prison? Was it a waste of taxpayers' money?
Well, you know, I can't say that, but I'm talking about with the Trump side of it right now. But yeah, I understand something about Manafort. But I don't know about the President Trump side. I never believed that he would be stupid enough to do something that obvious and be caught up in it. But I do know that the Democrats are not going to let it die. I mean, they are so desperate, I do believe now, that you're going to beat this horse. Even though it's dead, you're going to beat it to it's just nothing left of it. Is Trump a pure little white innocent individual? Absolutely not. Not even close. But I do believe this was a witch hunt, trying to find something that just wasn't there, because maybe Hillary and the rest of the Democrats are mad she lost so badly to Trump. I don't know. But I do believe that they're really worried about next year's elections. They're now coming out with polls saying that Biden Bernie Sanders could beat Trump, and there are people saying it's a false poll, that they don't believe it. So I really don't know. But the Mueller investigation, we discussed this several times, what was going on, Melody. 2 years to come up with the conviction, I'll give them that. But 2 years actually seeking Trump. Not anybody, they got some along the way. The Trump was their main query. 2 years and nothing. That's a long time to chase someone.
That is a long time. Yeah, it is a long time. But you know what the thing of it is? The Democrats, if they really wanted to beat Trump, they should just let it go.
I agree. Now's not a good time to push it, because they're making fools of themselves worse than they already have. And they shouldn't do that. They don't need any help doing that.
I heard, and it's just not one place that I've heard it before. I mean, when I talk to, you know, like when I talk to James Corbett, he says, nobody really cares about the Mueller investigation. Nobody really cares. And I've heard even other people say that, you know what, I'm not even following it. It was the media and Trump who made it this big deal. And it was just like, I really don't care what.
Well, it was boring. Really was boring. I mean, there was nothing going on. I mean, you hear about it every night and nothing, no progress to speak of. I mean, to me, it was a waste of time.
It was the media that just took this in, you know, it was both sides who just took this in our face for 2 years.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, absolutely. Now what are they going to do? And I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting, too. I don't know, you could say timing is everything. Last week we had the announcement about the Golan Heights, and I saw a report where, you know, they asked President Bush if it had anything to do with Bibi's election, and he's, well, I don't know anything about his election. Well, of course he does, and so forth. Bibi was here in the United States, but I guess he cut his trip short. because Israel strikes Hamas after Gaza rockets attack. You have air raid sirens heard. Militants are launching rockets. So he cut his short trip. But
there's a lot of war talk. We'll get more of that a little bit later on. But there's a lot of situations. I mean, all over the world, Mel, even in our southern border, not in our southern hemisphere here, but said this article said, you mentioned about him leaving, or Netanyahu said, major Israeli assault on Gaza Strip is considered imminent after an early Monday morning long-range rocket launch from the Strip struck a house in central Israel. The attack destroyed a residential home in Misrabit, an agricultural town north of Tel Aviv, which reportedly left at least seven Israelis injured, including children, after the family was able to escape the flaming building. Israeli TV images showed a badly damaged residential house, which police said also burst into flames as a result of the direct attack. Crucially, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly announced early Monday that he was immediately returning to Tel Aviv, calling for you to visit the United States so he can respond forcibly to the rocket. So, I don't know. It sounds like it's heating up over there pretty quickly in the Middle East, which, if I read Bible right, that's going to be the source eventually of the Third World War, but that's just my opinion. But anyway, it's heating up over there. Now that Trump said that Israel had sovereignty over the Golan Heights, I don't know, Melody. This could get nasty.
Well, you know, timing is everything. And that's what it always occurs to me. It's like, you know, who traded, who, what deals were done, and so forth. And, you know, because if you truly believe Washington is corrupt, there isn't anything that gets done or doesn't get done honestly and legally, because it's all corrupt. And so, you know, you have these meetings, you know, Bibi's, he has his election. So is this all about his election?
It's hard to say. I don't know why that they would launch a rocket in Israel at this time. That's kind of got me curious too. Why did this happen now of all times? I don't know. You know, could this be to boost his reputation? I really don't know. But when something happens in the world, just like it does here in America, you have to question, is it a false flag or is it really something legitimate? You have to question everywhere in the world today. It's not just America. The whole world and most governments in this world are corrupt. You know that.
Yes.
So, and governments have to support themselves by leeching off you and I, if it means scaring people into obedience. That's happened here in America many times and still going on. And so be it. I'm sure that Netanyahu is not above that either.
Well, you know, I just don't know. I know my personal opinion, but when you think of Jared Kushner, the relationships with Israel now, it's been it's shocking to me to some degree. Surprising, maybe not shocking, but surprising to the degree of, I don't know, it's, I don't know. Is it right?
Well, good question. And this is totally off the cuff for me, but I'm just asking this question to the general audience. Does Kushner look a little strange to you? Is there something about him just doesn't... It looks a little different. I don't want to say weird, but just there's something about his manner and the way he looks just doesn't seem...
He's creepy.
Well, for lack of a better word, kosher. Do what?
It's creepy.
It is creepy. That's a good word to put it. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's just to us, and you know, we see it that way. I like think it is, but there's something different about that man. There truly is. I don't know what it is. So.
Are you just talking about his appearance, or are you talking about?
No, his appearance, his demeanor, but everything about him. There's just something that just seems different about him.
Do you remember? Was one of my customers, I can't remember, who keeps telling me, they call them the Stepford couple. Do you remember the Stepford Wives?
Stepford Wives, oh yes, I do.
And how perfect and how they moved, and they were just always so they kind of relate the relationship, or the way the look, the way they act, Ivanka and Jared as a Stepford couple.
Well, you know, they do, they're just too perfect. Is that a good way to put it?
Well, you know, if you were born into billions of dollars, we'd probably be the same.
I don't think I'd ever be able to look that good no matter how much work I'd done on me. But anyway, so I don't know. It's just different. And with him being a Jewish origin, and I'm going to say Zionist, it's no wonder that perhaps Trump is supporting that. And that's just my opinion. And that, a dollar and a half, like I said before, gets you a cup of coffee about anywhere. So there you go.
But wealthy, I mean, that type of wealth, I mean, you're not one of us. I don't care what anybody says, you're not one of us.
They can't relate to us. I don't care what anybody says, they can't relate to us.
No.
It's like most politicians been in politics all their lives. They can't relate to holding down an 8-to-5 job and on a budget. They can't relate to that. They never had to do that.
No. They're put on a pedestal
Yeah, exactly. And we keep electing the same ones over and over again. They cannot relate to us. That's why they don't mind telling lies to us to keep the position. They can't relate to a guy that's got to pay his bills, can barely feed his family, maybe losing his home. Had a guy call me last week, losing his home in Pennsylvania, matter of fact, in Canonburg. So losing his home because he can't pay tax on it. But they can't relate to that, Melody. They can't relate to that. They just raise taxes some more. So, anyway, you got me started again.
There you go. But I also saw let me pull that back up here, where I guess Russia is sending...
Oh, yes. You're getting ahead of me there. Yeah, that's another article I got over here. Yes, absolutely. And I got two things here about that I think is interesting. If I can get both of them pulled up here real quickly. To find it. Yeah, here it is. Pompeo demands Russia, Moscow, cease unconstructive behavior in Venezuela. As we predicted a number of times before, a proxy war between Russia and the United States appears now heating up in Venezuela. This after over the weekend, Russia sent a military transport plane filled with Russian troops, commanded by First Deputy Commander-in-Chief of the Land Force of Russia, General Vlasky, and I'm going to try to pronounce his last name, which landed in Caracas Saturday. We also reported the major development this morning. That new satellite images reveal a major deployment of S-300 air defense missile systems to a key air base south of Caracas. Russia's highly visible deployment of small troop contingency, along with reported 35 tons of cargo, resulted in a direct and firm response from Washington on a Monday morning. And the U.S. Secretary of State called on Russia to cease its unconstructive behavior. Now, how come they're unconstructive? We can do what we want, but we're not unconstructive. Figure that one out.
Go ahead.
I don't hear you. I mean, you know, so, but really, I mean, really, we can do about what we want to. We think we're immune, but they come in and support their man, and they're unconstructive.
Hey, we're going to go into a break right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We will find you acting on your best.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, you know, prices are strong today. And, again, it was nice to see building that resistance level at that 1,300. And I don't know if I should go on the record or not, because every time I do, it has a tendency to fall back below 1,300. So maybe I'll just... But I think this is it, ladies and gentlemen. But whether it does or whether it doesn't, folks, I mean, what else must we tell you? I mean, there is just so much turmoil, and we're so close to, I think, you know, something major happening. I don't know what it is, and I don't want it to happen. I wish we didn't have the problems that we had. You know, I wish I'd be buying back all your gold and silver because it wasn't needed anymore, because our currency now is back on a gold-based system, and, you know, maybe we have some silver coinage and dollars backed by gold and so forth, and you don't need all that gold anymore. That'd be great, but we're not there.
No, and by the way, you mentioned over 1,300. I think you're right. I don't think it'll go back below that. At least not for very long at all. But just think, since I've been on radio with you for the last several months, it's went up at least $200 an ounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, $11.50.
Yeah, there you go. So folks, I mean, it's almost from $200 an ounce. Where else would you invest $1,000, $1,100 and make $200 in interest, let's say, in a matter of 8 or 9 months? Nowhere. It ain't going to happen. But there you go. Now, I won't get back to Venezuela, too, but the gold's... The bank using gold as a collateral monetized commodity starting in 1st April, that's still on track, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, it is. In fact, if Dave Allen wrote an article about that in our newsletter today, so folks can go to our website, dgscoins.com, sign up for the weekly newsletter, and you can get that about the Basel III Accord and the monetization of gold coming up with the banks. It's a Tier 1 asset, and I mean, it's always been a risk-free asset, but so, yes.
No, so please put me on your newsletter list. I don't get it. Put me on your email list. Get that, please. That's very important. I still got that newsletter. I'd love to have that.
Okay.
But again, that's got to make a difference. At least it's going to maybe at least steady the price of gold. It won't keep dropping up so much, because if banks are used again as a type of collateral, it's got to keep the price up somewhat, because they don't want to lose money. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, absolutely. Everybody knows gold is money. Everybody knows we're on the fiat system. I mean, these banks know what's coming down the pike. When do you think they're changing all these laws and switching things around? Because they're the ones that want to be protected. They're protecting their assets.
I agree.
What assets they have. They just don't want you to know about it. They don't want the listeners to know about it. They don't want the world to, you know, the citizens of these countries. Because they want to strip and steal you blind. And it's really that simple. They're getting wealthier and more powerful. What do we do? What can we do? Oh, we're supposed to go to the ballot box and vote people out and think that we're making a difference. In some places, we are. But it's a long road to travel. And it's not going to be changed overnight.
It truly is. But, you know, again, I got to go back to Venezuela, but some of the states are starting to resist some things now, finally. The 10th Amendment is starting to be added, maybe brought forth again in this country. What, doing good in the long run? I don't know. But some states are starting to resist some movements as far as gun control, abortion, other things. They're starting to resist the federal laws. And they should. As I said last week, I think it was Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17 says that the federal government has no authority outside of 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. and on properties ceded to them by the states for federal business. They have no, the federal agencies, federal laws have no authority in West Virginia or Maryland or Pennsylvania or California. It's outside the jurisdiction. Now, that's just the way it is. That's the Constitution. Believe it or not, you look for yourself. I'm not lying to you. But we obey them because we've been told we should, and who dare question them? It's like the IRS is not a lawful entity. It's not a government agency. It's a private collection agency for the Federal Reserve. It is illegal, unconstitutional, and immoral. But how many of us don't build up the bar once a year and pay our fair share or whatever? Melanie, I don't want to get started now, but it's really true. Because we believe something's right doesn't make it right, does it?
That's correct. But, you know, I want to get back. You wanted to get back to Venezuela.
I do, because I got to say this. We'll move on to something else, but you go ahead.
And I just want to ask you a question. You know, Pompeo is the one who said that the United States is not going to stand idly on the Russian role in Venezuela.
Right.
Last week, Pompeo was interviewed by, is it CDN, the Christian?
Yes, CBN, right. Christian Broadcast Network, yes.
CBN.
Yes.
And they were talking about President Trump, and Pompeo said that President Trump was raised by God to become president. And I just didn't know where this was coming from, and I didn't know what to think of it, and I thought, well, I'm going to ask you.
Well, I will tell you, and this is totally Bible.
And that's that was frightening.
Well, it is. Well, every leader we get, and I'm going to say this up front, and anybody can get mad if they want to, we deserve what we get, Melody. A nation deserves what it gets. If you study the scriptures, and I'm not a rookie on the Bible, Israel, when Israel sinned, they were given wicked leaders. Now, you say, well, they had some reprieves. That's totally true. Could Trump be part of a reprieve? Possibly, but I don't see it that way. I see them leading us into another war in the Middle East. I see him as fulfilling prophecy in the scriptures about the Middle East. No, I'm sure that God had. There's nothing happens outside God's sovereign will, people. Nothing. So yes, he's put there for a reason. Whether it's going to be totally good or evil, I can't say yet. But I don't see it being as too much good. Quite honest with you, I haven't seen much of it yet. Anyway. I think he's going to be the one that leads to the war in the Middle East. That's going to start and maybe into World War III. That's my opinion, and that's there you go. But no, Melody, he definitely put in there by God. All presidents are, because we get what we deserve, whether it's good or bad.
It wasn't a matter that he was put there by God; he was raised by God.
Well, to me, that's a different meaning. I mean, there people are born, and you know, if God's going to use them for whatever reason, he can certainly lead them into it. You know, so I mean, Hitler, for whatever reason, he was put there. I mean, the Bible says that God will use the wrath of men, the evil man, and get glory out of it. And the rest he'll destroy. So he can take man's foolishness, his wrath, and sin, and be glorified in it for his purpose. But when he's finished, it's over. Now, that's the way it is. So nothing happens outside God's sovereign will, or he's not God. And one, as a preacher one time said to me, he said, has it ever occurred to you that nothing's ever occurred to God? I thought, wow, that's pretty good. You know, he didn't look down and say, oh, my gosh, I didn't think Trump be elected. You know, I mean, no, it doesn't work that way. This doesn't work that way. He already knows what's happening before he gets here, obviously. He doesn't live as you and I do in the present. He lives in the past, present, and future all at one time. That's how he knows what's going to happen in the future. That's how he wrote it down in the Bible thousands of years ago. Prophesied it. So, is that a long enough answer for you?
Yes, it is.
I didn't mean to take it on for so long, but it is important.
It is.
I mean, if God isn't God, Melody, we're in trouble. If he isn't who he says he is and in charge of everything, then he's not God. He's not God. And it's just that easy. Nothing happens outside his.
Well,
perimeter.
That wasn't the part that I was questioning.
Well, I know that.
And I really wasn't questioning anything. It was just to me. I just thought it was a bizarre statement coming from Pompeo, considering how he wants to go in there and bomb the heck out of Venezuela. And
well, excuse me. You know, and I mean, was, I can't speak.
Well, it was just to me. It was more of a creepy interview than a, you know.
I've heard people tell me that Trump was going to be another King Cyrus that delivered Israel from Babylon and set them free. Although he's a heathen, he set them free and made them a freer people. And I've heard that over and over again. Now, people are starting to change their mind on that because it just isn't happening. But we'll see. But why he said that, I have no idea.
So then Obama, what would have been Obama and the Clintons and the Bushes and the Roosevelts and the Reagans, what was all their purposes?
To get us where we are today, one step at a time. And you can see that if you think a minute. Look back over your lifetime.
Well, yeah, you can see the progression, sure.
Yes, you can. Sure you can. I mean, look over our lifetimes. Now, I know you're only 29 years old, so anyway.
Right.
But look back over your lifetime. Have you seen with each administration things getting more confusing, more, we'll say,
absolutely,
even more evil and more in debt with every administration?
Yep.
Okay. It doesn't happen overnight.
Nope.
But judgment comes gradually. When God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, he destroyed them in a matter of seconds. They were finished. Their suffering was over. When God judged Israel, or I should say Jerusalem, his people that knew better, 2 years under judgment, eating their own children, eating their own dung, and drinking their own urine. That's how bad it was. Eating their own babies in Jerusalem, 2 years siege. Whenever he judges the people that know better, their judgment is far worse than those who did not know the truth as Israel did. And the Bible tells us that all nations that forget God, are turned into hell. So that's where we are. And people can scoff if you want to, but look around you. We murdered well over 100 million babies. I know it says 70-something million, but well over 100 million babies murdered already. We have cross-dressers, lesbians, and sodomites reading to our children in public libraries. So I would say it's got worse over the last 20 years.
Well, yeah, there's a whole lot. There's a whole lot more to just that too. So.
Oh yeah, there's a whole lot more to that. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know, with Venezuela, like I said, you know, Pompeo's warning Russia to get out of there. Don't be doing any of this stuff. And we want Maduro out. We say that the other gentleman, I forgot his name, is the lawful president, and he wasn't elected. Whether Maduro was elected fairly or not, I have no idea. I can't speak on that. I can't speak on the fact that anybody in our nation is elected fairly. We don't have a count. We don't know. It's all done on a computer. But nonetheless, the United States is down there trying to force this man out so they can have their agenda. And as we mentioned earlier, I think it has to do with getting the dollar in there and getting rid of their currency and putting the dollar in there. And Russia's there saying we don't want the man out. So who says who's right and wrong in this? We took out Gaddafi. We took out Iran. What my mind's going to Iraq. What's his name again? We took him down, killed him, found him in a hole in the ground. Yeah. So you know, if we can do that, who says Russia can't do that? Who made us Russia's overseer? So anyway, that's just my opinion on that and my comments on that because this is going to lead to chaos, and it's going to lead. It's going to hurt the finances of the country because eventually the market can ignore all this. If we go to war in Venezuela, if we go to war for anywhere, it's going to affect the market. They can't play. They can't play and keep it blown up forever. It just won't happen that way. And now the United States is provoking Beijing by selling straight over Taiwan. Now this, we're sticking our fingers in the faces of nations all the world. Beijing is already threatening retaliation. Now, this that is threatening retaliation. What, doing what? I don't know. Over Washington expected to sell dozens of F-16s and tanks to Taiwan. But as if ties between the world's two large economies hadn't already been sufficiently strained, the Navy and Coast Guard again provoked the Chinese leadership on Sunday when they sailed two ships identified as the Navy destroyer Curtis Wilbur and the Coast Guard cutter Berdoff through the Strait of Taiwan. According to Reuters, the gesture, which is part of a redoubled U.S. effort to flex its muscles near Chinese waters, should be interpreted like other freedom of navigation operation before it as a sign of support for Taiwan, which is struggling with an increasingly threatening Beijing. The Chinese military has been holding more military drills and missions around the island, as President Yi has been bringing the wayward province back under Beijing's thumb, a top priority for his rule. Now, that's a touchy situation, Melody. With the treaty they had, or the agreement they had, Beijing is supposed to go back under their rule when? Was it about 6-7 years ago? Or Taiwan, I mean, Taiwan. When is it supposed to go back under the rule? Literally, after so many years?
Yes, I think so.
So, I mean, who's at fault here? I mean, I'm not saying right or wrong on this, but if Taiwan agreed to that and now they don't want to do it and the United States get involved, I don't know. I mean, you've always heard a contract is a contract. You stick to the contract. So I don't know.
Contracts are made to be broken.
Yeah, I guess. But now we got the United States over there, again slapping China in the face, so to speak. We got them slapping Russia in the face and Venezuela. So you tell me what's next. I mean, how long can it go on before something says enough is enough and something blows up? And this will affect us. It will affect us economically in every other way. If they would retaliate with a EMP blast of this country, even let's just say 1/4 of the country, the Northeast, what would that do to cripple the whole nation?
Well, it's history.
History, exactly.
It's history.
I mean, and if Wall Street lost everything, went to nothing, what would happen to the businesses and the people whose retirements are in there? And could it happen? Of course it can happen. And eventually it will happen. So I can't tell you what's going to happen, people.
But you know what? What people don't understand, well, maybe they do understand, but if something like that would happen, we look to Wall Street, we look at our finances, we look at the amount of wealth that people lose and so forth if they're not protected and everything. But what do they really lose? What do they really lose? They really lose their freedom. Because if something that happens, the government will swoop in and take over everything. And that's what they're waiting for. That's what they're setting up. They're going to set up the last nails in the coffin. And what they need is some sort of cataclysmic, situation in order for them to the people would basically open their arms and welcome in the government into their homes and say, you know what, help us, we need help. And it's not a flood here, it's not a hurricane there, it's this country. It would be the elimination of our Constitution. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, no, it isn't, because, you know, we would fight for our Constitution. I think what's going to happen is when we get to the ashes, something will arise. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to, you know, keep what we had. But that's how I see things happening. And that's a pretty dire situation.
Well,
but
I don't think
that dire situation is far from reality.
I don't either. I think it'll be light even. I really do. I think you're being generous. You've seen that I put it in a newsletter, a magazine quite a while back, the Economist magazine back in the 1980s, showing the Phoenix rising out of the world currencies.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, I hear the music. That means we're heading into a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Tell me again. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. It's a great day here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. It's a great day.
Give them the gold numbers again. That was impressive. Give them the gold numbers one more time.
Well, let me follow it up here. I don't have it right up on my screen. I had something else up, but we had a great day for gold today. It was we had a high of 1325, and we're currently at 1323. Silver was up 11 pennies today at 1561. Platinum was up 11 bucks at 861. Palladium was up 13 at 1577. And those are the New York spot price. That market closes in about 20 minutes. That is the aftermarket prices. Actual spot price for gold closes at 130. But we use the New York spot price because it closes here in just a few minutes. So it still trades while we're doing the show. So it's kind of nice to follow it there. So see what it's doing after the markets have closed. So good day in gold. Silver, get it while you can, ladies and gentlemen, and be careful out there. Already I'm beginning to hear, I have one lady got mad at me today because she says, well, I can't write checks over $9,000. And I says, well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you have to do. And by trying to stay out of the limelight, sometimes you just turn on all kinds of lights and bells go off and everything. So you have to do what you need to do, and that's the best way to your privacy begins with your gold and silver when you take delivery of it. So that's key. You know, get it. The more transactions you keep under 10,000, the more bells you're ringing. And also, I don't know. That has been the most misunderstood. Huh?
Why can't you write two different checks for $9,000 in?
Well, it just rings bells. I mean, that's my point.
I know, but I'm saying
order, if you write an order for $25,000, don't try to do it in two different checks. It just rings bells, and that's what people
that's
are trying.
Point.
People, that's what people are trying to. Well, I don't want to do that because it's gonna, you know, just do it. You're bringing more attention to yourself.
I've had bankers tell me that unless you do that on a consistent basis, they don't pay attention anyway. You write a check $20,000, they're not going to pay attention unless you do it every week, you know?
That's my point. If you're going to do it, you do it. But every time you keep it under that $10,000 limit, you ring bells. But what people don't understand, with the Patriot Act, you could go into a bank and write a check for $2, and if they didn't like your look and they thought you were suspicious, they'd report you, and you wouldn't even know about it anyway. So, in the world we live in today, you have no freedom. You have no privacy.
No, you don't.
Privacy begins when you protect your assets with gold and silver. That's when you're truer. I'm not saying it's 100% true, but it's truer than keeping it in fiat dollars to where they track you and trace you. So, good grief. And that is the most misunderstood. Because there's been people out there that have used that $10,000 for whatever reason for their agenda. And that is the most misunderstood. But someone got a little upset with me because they didn't think that I cared. It's like, of course I care. But I care, so I'm telling you the truth. So, but anyway.
Well, I'm sure she'll figure it out sooner or later. I would think so. I don't know. I don't worry about it. If I had $10,000, if I had $10,000 put in gold, I wouldn't care.
And if she's listening, you know, I'm not meaning anything by it, but I'm just saying, you know, it's, you know, people try to be more, private, and they just, you know, it's like turning the lights on above you. But anyway.
Well, if I had $25,000 to give you, I'd do it and wouldn't worry a thing about it because I want that money in my hand. I want the gold and silver in my hand. Mm-hmm. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I think one of the hardest things to do is trying to fit in. And I used to do a radio program, Butch, with somebody who lived in Houston, and they had a bug out place. And when they had to evac Houston, how many years ago for that hurricane, him and his wife went to their bug out, and he says, you know, he says, I learned a lot. He says, a lot of my survival stuff he thought I needed, I didn't need, and a lot of things that I actually needed, I didn't have. He says, he says, one of the most important, and that's what we did the radio show on, is things that what you really needed and what you didn't need. But he says, one of the most important things that people don't realize is in situations like that, the best thing that you can do is fit in with your surroundings, fit in with everyone else. So, you know, we all buy the storable food and everything like that. So, you know, if you're living in your neighborhood and you're the only one that's not losing weight, you're not fitting in. You know,
good point.
So you don't want to draw attention to yourself. And so, but anyway, let's go move on.
Good point. Okay, well, I would like to get into the Brexit, because we're running out of time so quickly here. This is according to Reuters. British Prime Minister Theresa May told Brexit supporting lawmakers on Sunday that she will quit if they voted for her twice defeated European Union divorce deal, ITV News said. I'm reliably told that Theresa May told Boris Johnson, Ian Duncan Smith, Steve Baker, Jacob Rees-Mogg, David Davis et al., and at Chequers that she will quit if they vote for the deal, including the backstop they hate. But she gives no specifics, so we'll have to wait and see what happened. But she said, told them, apparently, according to Reuters, that she will quit if they pass Brexit. Now, no deal Brexit doomsday plan. Soldiers in nuclear bunker ready to go. Now, this is a Zero Hedge by Joshua Rurick. While it might seem a bit extreme to those who live in the far western world, many people believe that if no deal is reached, there will be a widespread civil unrest. Now, people did vote for that, Mel. They voted for it, 3 years ago?
I don't know the exact date, but it's been,
been a while.
Yeah.
So the people voted to get out. The Brexit Doomsday Plan has been put into action. Brexit Doomsday Plan includes troops. Reuters reports that the UK has activated troops and deployed them to a special nuclear bunker beneath the Ministry of Defense. The action has been dubbed Operation Redfold, and it is a key part of the UK's Brexit Doomsday Plan. According to the report, a total of 3,500 troops will be put on standby as the government begins to enter very high readiness mode. Sky News claims the government insider as their source said that that key departments that would most likely be disrupted by a no-deal Brexit will be manning posts 24 hours a day to try and keep things under control. Departments of Health, Transport, and Defense were among the key departments the report listed as being ready. Court goes on to say that the government will be in charge of trying to get supplies out to people, food, water, whatever, trying to quell the violence. If it doesn't pass, they expect riots, maybe in France, because the people did vote for it. And I don't want the right answer for this. I don't know whether it'd be a good idea for the nation not to get out of Brexit, but personally, I don't want to be a sovereign nation. And secondly, if the people voted for it, why don't they have it? And then, you know, I mean, they get what they want, that's their fault then. But this could heat up over there too, so another hot spot in the world. Now, this can be voted on sometime this month, is that right, or next month?
Well, it was actually extended to April 12th. They extended April 12th. And the original referendum was June 23rd of 2016, and it was a 51-9 51% of the voters chose to leave the EU. And, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, the way they had it set up to where you'd have this amount of time between the, you know, for them to, you know, actually get the deal done and everything. It kind of makes you wonder if they didn't have it set up that way. So if there was ever a vote to leave, you'd have all these years to unwind the deal to get to this point. You know, so you have these people, Richard Branson, which I don't care for anyway. You know, he's calling for a new Brexit vote, and that's what they're going to try to do.
Well, I don't know. I read on this, and I'm not a scholarly person. Certainly not an economic expert by any means. But the nation wants to be independent again. And in my opinion, they shouldn't have been coming to the Commons Union in the first place. But, you know, you remember back when it first started happening? I mean, yeah, really. Really. But you remember when it first started happening? Everybody's so excited that the European Union is going to have a solid footing financially, and it's going to be a trading bloc that'll, you know, control the world. I remember Jack Van Impe talking about it. There's going to be the 10 nations rebuilding Rome. Of course, he was wrong on that, but that's beside the point. The point of it was, everybody's excited about it. This is something to look forward to. Now it's falling apart. I mean, literally falling apart.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point is you can't have all these countries with one currency. And that was the biggest problem. And with the open borders, you'd have, freedom to move into the idea, kind of a nice idea. But, I mean, anybody knows that something like that's not going to work long term. Eventually, there's going to be issues. And certainly, we've seen the issues. I mean, they're using a fiat currency. I remember when they first came up with the euro that it was actually supposed to have been backed by a little bit of gold.
Yes, it was.
And but we know now that it isn't. And, they have issues. They didn't control their debt, and here they are today. And that's their issue. They don't, they're collapsing. It's collapsing.
Well, you're talking about open borders and people move back and forth freely. I mean, I guess, there's another caravan gathering in Mexico to come towards the U.S. border. I guess you already know that. The U.S.-Mexico border.
I heard about 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, about 1,200 of them coming together right now, and they're moving towards America. But the next article here that I think opens a whole different idea of things, that we're hemorrhaging across the border, Melody. Right now, we're hemorrhaging at the border. You know that. And that's a fact. And I'm going to read to you about El Paso. But everyone that comes across, and they just left pass through because they can't handle them all, guess who's got to feed them, clothe them, and take care of them? Me and you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Me and you and a few others. Said Border Patrol inland checkpoints shut down so agents can help process asylum seekers. The El Paso Border Patrol sector has temporarily closed the system of highway checkpoints as it struggles to cope with a record influx of families crossing the border and requesting asylum. The agents who usually staff the checkpoints will be redeployed to process and transport the asylum seekers, according to multiple sources who spoke to Texas Monthly, on the condition they not be identified because they aren't authorized to speak publicly about the change. We were told to go ahead and close down all the checkpoints, one official said Saturday morning. Agents assigned to checkpoints were told they would be sent indefinitely to assist in efforts to process and transport hundreds of families and unaccompanied children crossing the border each day in El Paso, a surge that is overwhelming available resources. It's really out of control. It's bad, the official said. A Border Patrol spokesman said the agency was preparing a statement on the checkpoint issue, but as of Saturday evening, the agency hadn't responded to Texas Monthly inquiries. Now, this is in one place. This is El Paso, Texas, where this is going on. It's a tough situation, Melody. No one wants to see people suffering. None of us do. You don't, I don't, nobody does. Even Todd doesn't. Nobody does. But we can't take them all in and feed them. We just can't do it. We can't even afford it. We can't even pay your own bills now, much less take in millions of more illegals, and I mean illegals, and take care of them, even if they have good intentions. And a lot of them don't. You know that also. But for the ones that do, I really feel for them, but we still can't just take them in. It's like all of a sudden we're all going to come to Melody's house because we want asylum in your house, and it's about 200 coming. I mean, how would you feed and clothe 200 people yourself? So it's the same thing on the border. It's overwhelming the system. Maybe that's part of the plan. I don't know. But Trump's tough border policy doesn't seem to be working, does it?
Well, we have the immigration laws in effect. They need to be enforced. That's that simple. And they need to be adjusted, absolutely. But, again, to me, it's a political cry. We've had this problem for how many years?
But it's multiplied. It's getting worse instead of getting better.
30 years, 40 years?
Yep.
So it slows down when our economy is not doing well because they know there's no jobs here and stuff like that. But, you know, when we hear the cries of how great this economy is, then they begin to come here for a better life. And if they want to come here for a better life, fine. Let them come in legally.
I totally agree.
Let's get them on the tax books, you know. Maybe it can give us some senior citizens a little break on our property taxes. Let's get them in here. Tax them. Like the rest of us. How about taxing the money that they send to their homelands?
That's a good point, yes. How about that?
You know, maybe they wouldn't send as much. Maybe they'd start spending it here instead.
What a novel idea.
Mm, yeah.
And one quick question to go off the air, because I know you got the answer. Oh. This doesn't make any sense to me. Boeing shares dip. Boeing Airlines, air manufacturers, shares dip as Airbus seals massive deal order from China. They got a massive order from China, but their shares go down. I don't get it.
Did they just get this new deal?
They just got the new deal, apparently, yes. Yep, it says...
Their shares were going down because of the MAX planes, the MAX 8.
Right.
Because there was issues and stuff like that, so it could still be a delay from that. Because as many as China bought, some have canceled. There was a big airline that canceled a lot, so it might be a wash.
So the deal is due to be announced as soon as Monday afternoon in Paris, said the person who asked not to be identified. But anyway, while no details are immediately available of the deal, Bloomberg reports that the deal was initially touted more than 1 year ago by the French government as being valued as much as $18 billion. So I just kind of curious why I went the children down.
I think it was Malaysian Airlines who dumped their contract that was worth
about
the same amount. So, you know, it's a wash. They're still feeling the after effect. And, you know, it could be all image building and everything, too. So we don't know yet. And, of course, we do know China made those deals with France. So who knows what's in those deals. So we'll see if we can get a deal with China. But is that what we really want, ladies and gentlemen, a deal? 800-375-4188 for your gold and silver coin. We've got the best deals here at Discount Gold and Silver. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome. Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.